Tomorrow's news today. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ago when President Trump arrived with Elon Musk and the rest of his entourage to our arch enemy, communist China. Quite the images that you're seeing there on screen of your TV viewer, radio listeners. You'll get the play-by-play here with your chronicler. That's me, Alex Jones. It is Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. And it's like every day just gets more intense. This broadcast is a mega important transmission. And I don't even know which one of these huge stories to say is most important because they're all interconnected massively. You have the WEF, World Economic Forum, announcing AI will save humanity and is our God and is our Savior. They're all saying it. It's the official talking point. Like for the last year, it's we want your trust back. We're sorry about lying about COVID. You know, they always have their talking points. Oh, we need carbon taxes. You need to cut your son's penis off. Well, the new talking point is AI is your savior. They actually say is the savior, is your God. I mean, wow. Got all that over there. Tied into that, King Charles announces everyone will have a digital ID for the global tracking and carbon taxes and control and vaccine passports. Boom, in his little king outfit with the purple crown on. Can't make that up. And there's more. On that front, you've got Fink saying he just declares war on anybody, any town trying to block their data centers, coming in and slurping up the water and dumping toxic waste everywhere and tripling everybody's power prices is already happening. That's insane. You have Gorka that's now been made the head of counterterrorism, terrorism czar, literally saying that Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes are terrorists. And then the Breitbart editor's like, yeah, they need to be criminally investigated. They're foreign agents. So it's the new Russiagate, but using that on Trump's own supporters, now claiming they're Qatari or Iranian agents. And you know I'm on that list, too, they want to come after, as signaled by the president in those posts. So this is unbelievable. Meanwhile, this is all over mainstream Israeli television and newspapers. They have the whistleblowers have gone public with the memos. Channel 13 reporting on it as well nationwide. Israel soldiers exposed directives to execute all men in Gaza. Absolute cut and dry genocide. And then that ties into just total flip outs on Fox News that Iran is worse than 9/11, even though they haven't hit us with a terror attack. And we've got to destroy them, and anybody that isn't for that is a traitor. That on the heels of Trump saying, I don't care about America's financial situation. That doesn't motivate me. Wow. That's not even on his radar screen. Talk about political suicide in the midterms. He can't be that ignorant. More massive evidence coming out. The Hunter virus is a staged hysteria. And they're definitely trying to roll out a whole new COVID 2.0. It's just unbelievable. The huge stories we've got. Meanwhile, Elon Musk paid millions to put up beautiful murals on the East Coast for the beautiful Ukrainian immigrant who was murdered by a psychotic who'd been let out of jail 40 times committing violent crimes. And now they're saying it's racist and taking down her murals. Remember, she got stabbed to death. Unbelievable. And so much more today, and big guest, and your calls. It is all coming up. But remember, this is a participation sport. Start your engines in the info war. Take the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show live on Rumble and share them now. And tell people all about those radio stations you're listening to. You've got all the power. Unleash it. It's an info war. Loose your... Do you think...